This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV in hour number three. This is hour number two, 7 o'clock east, 4 o'clock west. As we speak, I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. American-made and proud of it. Can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA. In hour number three, we add 50 million TV homes, soon to be 60 million in December, and then 80 million in early 2019. We just added Comcast Xfinity, 30 million cable homes all over the United States. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of this show on national radio, as well as my national TV show on Newsmax TV. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau, for sponsoring both. A rare double play. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All the coins are investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order today and also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order, which holds 500 coins. You get the 100, and then you have room for 400 more to build your collection. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. Ask for the Wayne Allyn Root starter package, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. We love taking calls on this show. I love hearing what you have to say. I was challenging you as we ended the last segment, but we had a little mechanical glitch, and I actually was off the air when I was making the challenge. I challenged all the liberals out there to argue with me. Any liberals out there, right-wing watch, you guys love to listen to my show, every single minute of it. I'm challenging you to call me at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Challenge me when I say that all the crime in this country comes from Democrats. All the violent crime. You know, I'm sure there's some Republicans on Wall Street who have committed civil crimes. But as far as hurting people, knocking over old ladies with pocketbooks, knocking over liquor stores, robbing 7-Elevens, as far as home invasion robberies, as far as carjackings, as far as murders, as far as armed robberies, as far as muggings in the park, it's always Democrats. I guarantee you, because all the crime in this country is in inner cities, in big cities. And they all vote 100% Democrat, literally almost 100% Democrat. In some cases, like 106% Democrat. More people vote in most of those inner cities, like Philadelphia with Mitt Romney and Obama. There were more voters than there were people in the actual precincts, and they voted 100%. There was a bunch of precincts that added together in Philadelphia, added up to like 38,000 for Obama and zero for Romney. I don't think that's possible, but the end result is that's where all the crime is. Highest crime areas in America are all Democratic inner city zones. You can't tell me that the guys mugging old ladies are registered Republicans who sit around saying, I love Trump and I love Romney. You can't tell me in Chicago, where all the shootings are going on, that those are Republican precincts, because we know the whole Chicago votes Democrat. And we know those specific neighborhoods, which are high-crime, inner-city neighborhoods, vote 100% Democrat. So most of the crime is in Democratic districts, therefore most criminals are Democrats. And you're not telling me that there are so many Republican criminals committing violent crimes, are you? I'd love you to prove that one to me. Because, as an example, if you look at the map of all the places in America that are rural, that have the most guns, there's no crime. And they vote 100% Republican, and they've got lots of guns. And guns are legal. And there's no crime. But in the areas where no one's allowed to have a legal gun, and everybody votes Democrat, high crime. High crime. Big time crime. So give me a call. Love to debate that one anytime with any of the wonderful liberals listening. 833 War Talk. Lots of Republicans out there, you know, mowing down people in Chicago in drug deals. Really? I don't think so. 833 War Talk. 833-927-8255. So therefore, ergo, my point was that it's not going to be a Republican that kills a Democrat. It's going to be a Democrat that kills a Republican. We already saw it with Steve Scalise. We already saw it with the guy who tackled Rand Paul on his lawn, his neighbor, who's a wacko Democrat doctor who hated Rand Paul and charged him and broke his ribs. And eventually Rand Paul in the hospital for several days, I think a couple of weeks, actually, and eventually badly broken ribs turned into a case of pneumonia. He could have died. Can you imagine if you die and you go to heaven and God says, you know, hey, welcome to heaven. You go, what happened? And God says, oh, you were mowing your lawn when a crazy, deranged Democratic neighbor, a doctor, a high-income neighbor, charged across your lawn, tackled you, broke all your ribs, and beat the crap out of you. That's what Democrats do. That's not what Republicans do. Antifa is Democrats. There's no Republicans walking around threatening people's lives. So Rand Paul's right. And no sooner than Rand Paul says it, Hillary Clinton says you cannot be civil with the Republicans. Democrats need to be tougher. Hillary warns Americans to fend off the Trump administration's assault on our democracy in a scathing essay published by The Atlantic. She said the time for civility is over. These people in the Democratic Party, these leaders, Hillary Clinton, Cory Booker, they're going to encourage the death and assassination of a Republican. Hillary Clinton says you can't be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. Really? Obama wanted to destroy everything I cared for, and I never said to hurt anybody. She says that's why I believe we're fortunate enough to win back the House and the Senate. That's when civility could start again. So, Hillary, here's the deal. Here's the deal, darling Hillary. You're going to lose the House, and you're going to lose big time in the Senate. I mean, it's going to be a joke. And we're going to retain everything, and then we're going to name another Supreme Court nominee, because you know Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, like, you know, asleep all the time. So she won't last six more years. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to retire or, you know, whatever else happens, and we will get that seat. And so what are you going to recommend then? Meaning you're saying civility can begin only when you retake the House and retake the Senate, and you're not retaking the House, and you're going to lose many seats in the Senate. It's going to be a Republican red storm. Every poll's now showing that, just as Wayne Root predicted, Hillary, darling. What exactly are you going to recommend? Murder? Like what? Like Seth Rich? Is that what you're going to recommend? Are you going to recommend we treat all Republicans like you and your friends treated Seth Rich? Because it's pretty obvious somebody murdered Seth Rich. It's pretty obvious some important Democrat must have wanted revenge on Seth Rich. Someone in the DNC must have realized that he gave all the information and all the emails and everything that you had over to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, and so somebody wanted to set a tone, send a message, get revenge, and kill this poor kid. So is that what you want to happen to all Republicans? That must be what you want. Because never, ever, ever, with all the thousands of hours that right-wing watches listen to every minute of my show, have you ever caught me recommending violence against anybody on the left? As a matter of fact, to the contrary, I've said again and again and again, I don't want violence. But Hillary Clinton is absolutely saying she wants violence. She can say I'm misquoting her all she wants. She is using code words that mean she wants Democrats to riot and hurt Republicans and business owners and people who believe in Trump and people who support Trump and people who vote for Trump and people who donate for Trump. That's exactly what she's saying. Let's stop fooling around here. Okay? That's what she's doing. That's what they're all doing. That's what Eric Holder's doing when he says when Republicans go low, we kick them. And the crowd chants, fight, fight, fight. That's exactly what you are recommending. And the funny thing is, I always say, Democrats are always doing Saul Alinsky's bidding. Saul Alinsky said, whatever you see in the mirror, blame the other guy. So if you're violent, say the other guy's violent. So at a Trump rally on October 30th, 2016, I gave this great speech, and the crowd went insane. It was one of the greatest speeches to open a Trump event in history. Everyone there said, greatest opening speech they ever heard in their lives. And the only thing the Democratic media quoted from Wayne Allyn Root in that speech was they said Wayne Allyn Root wished Hillary would die. No, I didn't. I made a joke about Thelma and Louise during the speech. It was a throwaway line. I talked about Hillary and Huma, you know, driving in a white Ford Bronco headed for the Mexican border because she's going to be under arrest. And maybe if we get lucky, it's the same ending as Thelma and Louise. And not, I hadn't even watched Thelma and Louise in 20 years. I thought that was a funny line because my memory said at the end of Thelma and Louise, they get caught. I remember there were like 20 police cars chasing them and they had nowhere to go. That's what I remembered. And by the way, they didn't die at the end. They drove off a cliff and they left them suspended in midair. So you don't know what happened to them at the end. I don't know if they died. I have no idea. All I know is it was kind of a fun ending. Not because they died. Nobody wanted Thelma and Louise to die, but he's rooting for Thelma and Louise. My thought was they probably landed on a cliff right below and everything was okay. All I remembered was the police were after them. And in the end, they got caught. They did not get away with their crimes. And so that was where I met with Hillary and Huma. And so the liberal media immediately put headlines across the world saying Donald Trump's opening speaker and friend, Wayne Allyn Root, wishes Hillary would die. Never once have I ever said out loud anywhere that I wish Hillary would die. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Just like never once anywhere did I ever say that Obama was born in another country. Never said it. What I did say was he went to Columbia with me and no one ever saw him. No one ever saw him, and by the way, he couldn't have gotten in. You don't get to transfer into Columbia as a lousy student from an average school called Occidental in California. A guy who smokes pot, barely goes to class, and gets straight C's, which is what Obama was. You don't get to transfer into Columbia. So I questioned how he ever got into Columbia, and maybe committed fraud and said he was an Indonesian exchange student because he grew up in Indonesia. But I never said he was born in some other country. But liberals constantly lie and misquote what I say and take it out of context and exaggerate. They lie all the time because they look in the mirror whenever they think they want to kill you, so they assume you're saying you want to kill them. Or they don't care whether you said it or not, they just blame you for it. I never wished Hillary would die, ever. But when Eric Holder says, when Republicans go low, we kick them, and the crowd chants, fight, 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 trust me, they're trying to hurt us or kill us. That's exactly what he's saying. When Hillary Clinton says, you cannot be civil with the Republicans, Democrats need to be tougher. You mean tougher than ruining Kavanaugh's life? Tougher than destroying the love little girls might have had for their father? What's tougher? Are you referring to murder? You know they want violence. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night. Two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
War is in the house. Wayne Allen Root, I'm here. Your warrior, relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. And coming up in a half hour or so, actually 37 minutes to be exact, Newsmax TV. You can watch me on channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216 Dish. But if you have cable and you're listening to me right now and you don't get Newsmax TV on your cable, I want you to call the following phone number. 844-500-6397, 844, toll free, 500-6397, you'll be connected to Newsmax. Newsmax will ask your zip code. Once you give your zip code, they know exactly who your cable provider is, whatever cable system services your area, and they will connect to that system on the toll-free call. And for free, you'll be right into your cable system, and you will tell them, I want my Wayne Root. I demand my Wayne Root. And if you don't get me Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Root, then I'm going to switch to DirecTV or Dish TV. There's a lot of choices out there. So call your local cable provider and tell them you demand Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root every night, Monday through Friday. 844-500-6397. All right, we've actually got a caller on the line who wants to talk about criminals and felons and voting, et cetera, et cetera. His name is Willie from Kentucky. Willie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, buddy? Willie, are you there?
Wayne.
Yes, sir. How are you, Willie? What's going on?
God bless you, brother. I was calling. I heard you say all felons are Democrats. I was raised Republican, bleed Republican. I'm you're a blessing to every one of us. It's a radio show. I listen to it every night. I work night shift, and I get to enjoy you the whole 3 hours on the radio.
So let me ask you a question, though. I got to ask you a question. What were you in prison for? No one knows who you are on the radio. It's total confidential, so anonymous. So you say you're a felon, but I said violent felons are all Democrats. The guys who kill people, I said, are all Democrats, not Republicans. I assume you weren't in for murder or armed robbery, were you?
No, sir. No, I received stolen property. It was an embarrassment in my life. It was the lowest point in my life right there.
God, so you made my point, Willie. You made my point. You're not a violent guy.
No, but they sure took my guns, took everything I had as far as, and made me look like a violent criminal. And I've got 2 children and a wife at home, and at night, every night, and they tell me I can't keep a gun in my home, protect my home, and and I need to talk to Governor Beshear. Well, it ain't Beshear no more. It's Matt Bevin, thank God. But
yes, you got a Republican governor.
Yes, sir. Right now we do, and I hope we keep one. But I don't believe that they should be able to keep my gun rights where I can't protect my home. You know, because they are most. While I was in the penitentiary, I commit every single black, white. It didn't matter what color he was, as a Democrat, and I didn't mesh well with. with some left-wing liberals like that, you know. I mean, I had to knuckle up a time or two over it, to be honest, and they just got violent. If you didn't agree with what they said, what they would do, you might as well just get ready to throw your knuckles up because you're gonna fight over it.
Now, do you get, as an ex-felon who's now out, do you have the right to vote in Kentucky?
No. When I first got out, I went to go vote, and they let me vote, and I said, I'm not going to get in trouble for this, Emma. And I got right after Donald Trump won the election, and that caused a fight. But I got to vote for my local sheriff and all that, and then they kicked back. I got a letter in the mail saying, you know, you're a convicted felon and no longer have the right to do this. So I contacted my representative, trying to get those back, and it is so hard to get that back. So my wife, she's not, you know, and she leans towards me, but she ain't really into politics. She just thinks, I bring the money home, bills are paid, we're blessed, and let it go. I said, no, you've got to get involved in this. I said, these people decide what our children's going to put up with, what our children's going to pay, what our children's going to live through. And I think she's starting to come around and realize it,
Willie, you got to get your wife to listen to my show so we can make sure she's a full-time Republican, you know?
Oh, I agree. Yeah, like I said, that's who I have to vote through, and it's sad. But if I can get her to my views, which is a blessing, because she does look at things my way. She votes the way she wants to. I can't make her vote the way that way. But
all right, Willie. Hey, Willie. By the way, I got no problem. Willie, I got no problem with felons getting their right to vote back or have guns, as long as they aren't felons for a violent crime. Something like yours, you should get your rights back, both to own a gun and also to vote. But for violent criminals, whole different ballgame. You know, somebody's raped someone, murdered someone, armed robbery, whole different ballgame. I don't want them to have a gun back, and I don't want them to vote. But you deserve the right to vote. Good man. Hey, Willie, thanks for the call. Good man. Glad you get to listen to me in Kentucky for the whole 3 hours. Rand Paul, great guy. Love your Senator Rand Paul, by the way. When we get back, we'll grab J.D.'s call. When we get back, he's on hold from Las Vegas, one of my favorite callers. And then we'll have our guest here as well. Great guest. Lots of stuff coming up. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, coming at you in about 4 minutes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
War now.
Hello. USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael made landfall along the Florida Panhandle Wednesday. The Category 4 hurricane had winds of 155 miles an hour. FEMA Director Brock Long had a message for those who decided to ride the storm out.
Then there are those who chose to stay behind, and unfortunately, first responders may not be able to go in and rescue those who dial 911 at this point.
Today, the Dow lost 831 points to close the day at 25,598. Alan Nuckman is a financial expert and economist. He says the market can't always be going up.
We can't go up every day. We just got complacent. And let's remember, this is the first 1% plus or minus move in the S&P that we've seen in more than 3 months. So, you know, it's been a comfortable push to the upside. The market's moved 10% in the last 3 months or so. We're still very positive on the year. This is a bit of a pullback.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We'll be right back.
WAR Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now. Cinegenics, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Those of you who have listened to the show for the last few weeks know not only do I have a five-day-a-week national TV show on Newsmax TV talking politics, but I've now landed another TV show on national TV on CBS Sports Network talking fantasy football on Sundays right before the NFL games. I believe I'm the only person in the entire United States of America out of 340 million people who has two national TV shows, one in sports, one in politics, and I know I'm the only guy who got both shows at the age of 57 years old. The only guy in maybe the history of Hollywood to ever land two shows from the age of 56 on. Last year, the Newsmax show, and this year, fantasy sports show that starts this weekend. I'll let you know start time and place and all that in the next day. But having said all of that, it's because of Cinegenics. They've made me young again. They've made Wayne great again. They've made Wayne young again, just like Donald Trump's making America great again and young again. I eat more than I've ever eaten, and I love the food, and I lost weight, and I do it while I'm working out less than I've ever worked out. I went from 2 hours a day to 30, 35-minute workouts, and I've now got an extra hour and a half to do business, which is why I'm making more money, which is why I got a new TV show, which is why I make even more money. Good stuff. Thank you. Thank you very much, Cinegenics. You have made Wayne great again. How do you contact Cinegenics for your free, no-obligation consultations? They can tell you how they can make you great again and young again. Call 888-YOUNGER. As opposed to older, if you want to be younger, this is the place to call. 888-YOUNGER. Feel good. Look good. 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA or register at Cinegenics.com. C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S. Cinegenics.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show and making Wayne young again. All right. We've got J.D. on the line real quick, and then we'll get to our guest, Cheryl. J.D., we just got a minute here, so be quick. I've got a guest waiting, but I wanted to take you in, see what you have
all
to
right,
say. What's happening?
Your rant was beautiful. Can't wait for your book. You're a wordsmith. And you're right on the spot. I had the privilege of meeting Kelly Paul, and she is just a doll. Never moved to Washington, raised her children in Kentucky. And on a lighter note, you may have heard that Columbus, Ohio, didn't celebrate Columbus Day. They celebrated Native American Day. I have a suggestion. Have a name change in Columbus, Ohio. Let's rename it Pocahontas.
And make the mayor Elizabeth Warren. All right, JD, thanks for the call. Thanks for the suggestion. We've got our guest on the line, Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Cheryl, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Boy, it seems like most of the time the Beast is winning, but Donald Trump is getting good shots here or there and shooting the Beast a couple times. I mean that metaphorically, of course. We don't shoot anybody on the conservative side, but he seems like he's winning here or there in certain spots. But the Beast doesn't let you win overall, right? I mean, are we going to be able to win this thing?
I don't know. Look at what's happening to Lindsey Graham. I mean, he's been marvelous lately. I can't believe how outspoken and bold and strong he's been. He sounds like a conservative for crying out loud. So this could be the new Republican Party, you know, courtesy of Donald Trump.
Well, you know, I wrote that commentary, and it wound up on the front page of Fox News all of Saturday, which was that this is the party of Donald Trump. The GOP is now Donald Trump's party. And I said, look at Lindsey Graham, and look at Grassley, and look at Mitch McConnell, and look at Susan Collins. They're all fighting back for the first time in their lives. They've learned from Donald and I are New Yorkers, you know, and we fought on the streets of New York to survive. I know I did, and I know how to fight. I'm not a country club guy who wears yellow pants and green shirts and plays golf on Sundays with Muffy and Chip. That's not who I am. I'm a fighter. And I've always hated the Republican Party. It's been my party, but I hate them. They're a bunch of cowards. They don't know how to fight. And suddenly, they're all fighting because Trump taught them how to fight. So great job by Donald Trump. No question about it, Cheryl. You're on the right track.
Well, exactly. If it hadn't been for Donald Trump, we in the Republican Party would be doing the same thing, and that is reaching out to Democrats, even though they're not in the majority, and conceding all the conservative principles, angering conservatives across America, but at least going home as politicians and patting ourselves on the back and pretending like we did something good for the country. But Donald Trump doesn't play that game, and I am so happy to see that he is leading other Republicans in the party, kicking and screaming at times, but leading them nonetheless, to declare openly their own conservative principles at long last.
Now, it was a great week, and I mentioned in that column that was on the front page of Fox News on Saturday that It was the best week of Trump's presidency, but now it's been marred just a little bit this week because I'm very saddened by Nikki Haley basically retiring, resigning, whatever word you want to use, from U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. What do you think that's about? You're in Washington. You're the opinion editor for the Washington Times. We're talking to Cheryl Chumley, author of The Devil in D.C. What is the scuttlebutt in D.C.? Have you heard anything that would indicate why she would do something like this?
The big whisper is that it was a shock all around. This was one of the most closely guarded secrets. I think Nikki Haley just told the pertinent players, meaning the president and maybe a couple people she worked with at the United Nations, and that was about it. But everything is amicable, and I suspect, as probably every one of your listeners do as well, that Nikki Haley is not going away for long. She's going to be coming blasting back, her star shining into the political light. And I think there are high political aspirations in her future. Some people, a lot of people, in fact, think she would make an excellent vice president / president one day.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's what my, you know, again, I'm like a one-man rumor factory. My gut instinct was that, you know, why would you ever do this? I mean, the last person I know who gave up their career like this in midstream was Sarah Palin, and she went from being like a national hero of the right to like disappearing off the radar screen. When you give up your office, you lose your platform, you lose the media, and people don't respect you for quitting in midstream. So it's not a really good thing to do unless you have something specific in mind. So my thought was instantly, I put this up on Twitter within, you know, a few minutes of hearing this, maybe, just maybe, Lindsey Graham is the next Attorney General. Sessions is fired after the election. He picks Lindsey Graham, and she becomes the United States Senator for South Carolina. Have you heard that rumor, and what do you think of it?
I have heard that rumor, but I don't see Nikki Haley taking something so quickly. I really do think that she's stepping aside right now to focus on her family. But I do think within the next 6 months that we're going to see more from Nikki Haley.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, look, she's fantastic, and she'd make a great president in 2024. Notice I said 24, not in 20, baby. Donald Trump gets all of our votes for re-election, but she'd make a great one in 24. She'd make a great VP with Pence in 24. There's lots of things she could do, and she'd make a great U.S. senator. If Lindsey Graham did choose the AG position, or he was chosen for it and he accepted, she would make a great senator, by the way. So I'm only saying that in the nicest of ways. I like Nikki Haley a lot, even though she was originally a never-Trump. I do like her a lot. She's actually the only never-Trumper I've ever liked, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. She was pretty harsh against Donald Trump way back in 2015, 2016. But to her credit, she is one of the greatest ambassadors to the UN that the United States has, and she'll go down in history for the terrific job she did there.
Yeah, and occasionally a never-Trumper becomes a normal human being you can like. Look at Lindsey Graham, just like we discussed at the beginning. Right? I hated Lindsey. I thought he was the biggest jerk ever, him and McCain. And all of a sudden, Lindsey Graham's my new hero. So, I mean, people do change. Nikki seems to have changed, and Lindsey Graham changed. Maybe it'll be a Lindsey Graham-Nikki Haley ticket. Who knows? In 2024. But, look, Democrats could use a good party cleansing. I see that note here from one of your columns. You wrote a column about it. Tell us what you mean by that.
On with the Democrats. I mean, I was never a fan of the Democratic Party, but they didn't consider a First Amendment principle wielding a baseball bat against political opponents. And now that's what the party's become. And it's not just a few nutcases. It's the leadership that's basically egging along this violence. You know, you've got Nancy Pelosi with the Summer of Resistance months ago. You've got Maxine Waters calling for her base to get in the faces of Republicans. You've got Cory Booker basically inciting violence among his base. This has just become the party platform to attack, not just verbally, but practically physically, anybody who disagrees with them politically. And if this party doesn't clean up, it's good news for Republicans, but it's going to be a Civil War-type atmosphere for the rest of us that we have to suffer until they decide to get the funk on the head they need and start acting like humans instead of animals.
Hey, Cheryl, I'm not good at many things in life, but one of the few things I'm good at is I'm a Vegas odds maker who's made literally millions of dollars in my life before I got into politics and talk radio and talk TV, making predictions on football games. And then I got into predicting politics, and in all the last 15 years, I believe I've made hundreds of predictions, and I've been wrong one single time. I predicted that Obama would get beat by Mitt Romney, and I was wrong, but guess what? He used the IRS to try and steal that election, so I think I get a mulligan on that. I've never been wrong. And so I'm telling you, my gut says this, and this is before Kavanaugh, but certainly since Kavanaugh, my gut says that we're going to have a huge Republican victory on November 6th. And if that's the case, think of what these liberals are going to do on November 7th. I mean, they're all going to need psychiatrists. They're all going to, instead of threatening violence, maybe they will do violence. They're going to lose their minds because they watch CNN and MSNBC exclusively, so they don't know what's coming. They think a blue wave is coming. There is no blue wave, Cheryl.
Well, I agree with you. See, I'm not as politically savvy as you about predicting hundreds of correct races over the last few years, but I did believe to the end that Donald Trump was going to win, despite what the polls say. And I do believe to this day, despite what the polls say, that what you just predicted in November is going to come true. Republicans are going to win.
Can you imagine what the Democrats are going to act like when that happens? Can you imagine when they get rejected again and they didn't expect it again? It's going to be funny, but it's going to be dangerous because they're going to hurt people. I'm with Rand Paul. I think someone's going to get killed. It's pretty scary. Hey, Cheryl. Cheryl Shumley has been with us. She's opinion editor for the Washington Times, and you did a fine job. Therefore, I'm going to tell my producer I want you back on a regular basis. You're good stuff. Author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. I love a female Republican conservative voice of reason. I really do. Thank you, Cheryl, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. We'll see you in a sec. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placement. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today, and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
War now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset.
where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by My Patriot Supply. Emergency strike without warning. Look at this new Hurricane Michael in the panhandle. I mean, 3 days ago, I didn't know there was a hurricane coming. I heard nothing about it. 2 days ago, it became a hurricane in the news. And one day ago, they suddenly announced it was going to be a 3 or 4, and it lands a 4. And it's a disastrously large, powerful hurricane. And it was just like nothing a couple of days ago, at least if you didn't live in the panhandle. It wasn't in the news that I saw. No one said a thing about it. It just came up out of nowhere. Sometimes there's like 2 weeks warning. They keep counting down. The hurricane's heading here. The hurricane's heading here. I never heard anything about this one. So you got to be prepared for emergency situations while things are calm. Ask yourself, could you feed yourself, your family, for 2 weeks with the food you have at home at this moment? If not, it's time to act and secure an emergency food supply. I trust My Patriot Supply, and you should too. A 2-week food kit gets you started. This week it's on special for only $75. When you go to my special website, preparewithwayne.com, or call 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540. These food kits include meals that last up to 25 years in storage. Order now. Prepare yourself so there's no surprises. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. Thank you, My Patriot Supply, for preparing all of my listeners and my viewers for bad times to come. You always got to expect the best and prepare for the worst. That's my theory in life, and I've done well with it. If you weren't here with me earlier, I mentioned Democratic Senator Hirono of Hawaii. Was asked about leftist mob violence, and here was her answer. First of all, she told American men to shut up and do the right thing for a change, and Democrats praised her sexist attacks on men. And on Sunday, Hirono was confronted on all the political violence and threats coming from the American left, and she responded by saying, this is a quote, "This is what happens when you look at white supremacists and all of that. These people are wacko. Wacko, white supremacists and all of that. What white supremacists are you talking about?" Of course, she would say, we're talking about the white supremacist Donald Trump. Wayne Root, the white supremacist. Yeah, okay. And what she's saying is what leads to terrible violence. Look at the TV reporter in Europe. How many of you know about this? It wasn't in any of the big news stories. Of course not. TV reporter who exposed corruption in the EU found brutally murdered and raped. Does that send a little warning if you cover corruption against government in the EU? And you don't think that could happen in the United States? You don't think that's possible? To a Trump supporter, someone's going to get murdered or murdered and raped brutally? A TV reporter, Victoria Marinova, 30, who covered EU funds fraud, was brutally murdered and raped in northern Bulgaria. The horrific incident is the third murder of a journalist in the EU amid concerns over press freedom. The body of Victoria Marinova, 30, who hosted a show on the local TVN, was found dead on a popular jogging route near the Danube River in the city of Ruse on Saturday. The city has never seen such a brutal crime, according to experienced criminologists in the local media. The woman was raped and beaten and succumbed to head injuries and suffocation. The victim's cell phone, car keys, and some clothes were not found with her, but the car reportedly was not stolen. No official version of the chilling murder has been presented so far, as authorities are trying to find the perpetrators, but it's just a matter of time. Meanwhile, the OSCE representative on freedom of the media, Harlem Dazir, called on the authorities to quickly determine if this attack was linked to her work. Some already speculate the woman might have been the victim of her latest report. She hosted the recently launched Detector program, and its last episode covered the investigation by the Bivol website claiming to expose a corruption scheme inside EU-funded projects. So she was reporting on government corruption, and she winds up brutally raped and murdered. And I'm telling you, Rand Paul and Rand Paul's wife, Kelly, they're onto something here, because these Democrats aren't going to rest until a Republican is brutally murdered or brutally raped. Antifa arsonists vandalize a pro-Trump truck, then torch it. A man in Vancouver, Washington, just north of Portland, returned to the bar he'd left his truck at the night before to find the charred remains of what used to be his Nissan Titan. On the previous night, Johnny McKay opted to stay on Uber to take an Uber home rather than take to the roads. Under the influence, he left his truck in the parking lot expecting to drive it back the next day, except some anti-Trump terrorists got to it first, setting it on fire. A woman who lives across the street captured video of the truck ablaze at some point during the night. And so you see a picture of the Trump. It's been a truck. It's been defaced, and it's got a bumper sticker that says Trump 2020 Make Liberals Cry Again. So that was his bumper sticker. I have said on this show on many an occasion that Trump is the whisper candidate, that nobody can say it out loud because we're all afraid that our business will get picketed or that our windows in our home will get smashed or someone will set fire to our car or someone will take a key and carve out the paint on our car or someone will stick a knife in our tires. And so you can't put a Trump sticker on your car. You can't put a Trump sign in front of your home. But no one had a problem putting Hillary Clinton stickers on their car or Obama stickers. And no one had a problem putting Obama or Clinton signs up on their homes. No one, right? Because there's no fear that a Republican will hurt you. As terrible as white, straight Republican men are, according to liberals, we don't hurt anybody. We don't assault anybody. But it sure seems like those white liberals hate people. It's hate speech. They hate us, and they want to kill us. They want to burn our cars. They wouldn't even mind if we ran them. Wouldn't even mind if we ran them. You can't put a Trump sticker on your car. You'd have to be the bravest man in the world or woman in the world to put a Trump sticker on your car or in front of your business, your restaurant, or in front of your home. Because someone's going to drive by and put a stone through your window or shoot through your window. No liberal ever has to worry. We don't commit violence. They do. Newsmax TV coming up in about 5 seconds. Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, and hopefully a cable system near you. Wayne Root on Newsmax TV next.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.